Sif Chaf Avi. No, perfect. Okay, so these Sifim Chaf Av to Chaf Dal are the dinim of Kibra Avaim, not by Avaim. And basically, the four categories here are a parent spouse, an older sibling, parent in law, and grandparent. Those are the four categories. And Agav, the place can here discuss also other Kravim, aunts and uncles, things like that. So about the Iker Mitzvah in the Torah is Kavitz V'chav Esi Mecha. It's only going on the mother and the father, not anyone else. But already, and we'll see, some of these other categories is just an asmachta and seems a riboy from maybe Midar Abanan and later. But at least Sif Chafalef, which is the din of Eishas Avim Baal Imoy, a parent spouse, and Ochav Agadol, that's already a Gemara, the Gemara in Ksuvus and Dafkav Gimel. That's Mavur over there, that there's a riboy. Pasuk Kabir Es Avicha Ve Es Imecha. So Melo, the Gemara there says like this, that the Esin are Marbe, each parent's spouse, so a father's wife and a mother's husband, that's the Esin. And from the Vav, Kabir Es Avicha Ve Es Imecha, from the extra Vav, or Marbe Ochav Agadol. And we'll see there's a Chayr Nafkemino, how we're making this drasha, whether it's from the S or whether it's from the Vav. So the Meiri over there in Ksuvus Taka says that it's all in Asmach de Balman, it's just a Din der Abanon. Lemaisa, it seems the Pashtus is not like the Meiri. The Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs in the beginning of Shara Sheni, that's where the Rambam and the Ramban discuss this mitzvah and their Advaz and his Perish in the Rambam. And that's how the Orcha Shulchan writes over here in Sef Mem Vav, take on that it's a Drasha Gemura and that there's Taka Chiv Daraisa. What's that? Right. Anachanami. Right. Yes, the Meiri there is learning. How is he learning Yanachanami? He's going on that Gemara, Taka. He learns that the race is Lav Dafka. Yeah, he learns that the race is Asmachta. Right, because the Gemara Taka says the race is he. And the Gemara is Mavur, just like La'achar Misa is only the Rabbanan, right? So even though Taka will take on his race, so like it's Mavur and the Ramban and Kemat and first Gemara, like you're pointing out, so Lemaisa, it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and it's really just a sniff of the mitzvah kibud avim. So there's shtickle safik how this works. The Ramban, at least by Eishes Aviv Baal Imoy, by a parent spouse, the Ramban there says clearly that the pshat is that it's an anaf of the mitzvah kibud avim. It's another kilu sniff and way of being mechabed a parent, is of being mechabed a parent spouse. So that's how the Ramban takes on, and Lemaisa, that's why it's mefurish in the Gemara. Like you pointed out, the Gemara in Ksuvus Taka says Lahedya, that Rebbe was being Mazir's children to be Mechabid, the parent's spouse. So the Gemara says that, it's the Raisa, because this Drasha, or says L'achar Misa. So that's what the Ramban is saying here, that because the whole Chiv to be Mechabid, a parent's spouse, is only out the Kibbut of the parent, so that's only because that the parents are alive. Regular, the parents are dead. So Mela, that Chiv is Paka. So Mela, and that's what's before Shnigamor, and that's the Ramban, that after Misa is there's Taka no Chiv. The Mice over here, the Mechaber says, is a Dover Hagun. We come up from Dover Hagun, Mechabim Afachar Misa. So the Mechaber is coming from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that Rebbe, even though it wasn't the Reis, Rebbe gave his an Azhara. Rebbe gave his Tzavah, that you have to be Mechabit, even after his Misa, he said you have to be Mechabit his spouse, so his wife. So you see from the Gemara that Rebbe was ready mazir on this, even though it's not the Reis, you should do it. So Maisa, the Meiri over there says it's like a Chiv der Rabbanan, Taka. He like calls it a Chiv, Maisa. The Rambam Bachal doesn't bring it, Kedarka, because the Gemara is Mavur, that's not really a Chiv, that was Rebbe's Hanava. So the Mechaber here seems to have made some kind of pshara, it's still a Davar Hagun to do, it's the proper thing to do, but Maisa, there's certainly no Chiv der Reisa, and possibly not even der Rabbanan, it's a Davar Hagun. That's the Archa Shulchan here says, Kein Nohagu, Kol Yerei Shemaim. That to be mechabed, even after misa of the parent, to be mechabed the parent's spouse. Right. So we'll see exactly the gedarim over here. This is kibud of aim. This is kima hider. Yeah. We'll see. So
why does davar hagen? Is that kind of davar hagen inside kibud of aim? Is sheresh because of parents at time?
Right. So you say what's it shaykh kibud avim to the parents? It's a covered for their name. It's a covered for their. I don't know if it's gonna be befoil. It's gonna be a ta'elis for them, but it's a covered for their name at least. That you see that they're still being mechabed. Yeah. Okay. So we'll see. We'll get back to Achiv Hagadol in a few minutes, but this nekuda is klar only by eishes avim bal ima, by a parent spouse. That's klar that it's only out the covet of the parent, and batsim you have no shaychus to the spouse mitzad atzma. And that lachem misa, it's takum for shulchan aruch like that. It's potter after misa. The ma'aseh by achav hagadol, we'll see that's taka. The ramban is mesupik. It's machlikas, and we're taka machmer there. That by achav hagadol, it's not totally in the parent. This is the chiyuv covet batsim. And the ma'aseh, the chilik is that the Svarim point out, I saw in some of the Achrenim, that the riboy of the parent spouse is from Es Avich of Es Imecha. Es is always a nitpal. So the drasha is that they're tuffle to the parent. So betvelos to the parent, you're chayiv to mechabedim. But not mitzaratim. Hashenkin of Vav, the Vav which is marbe achav agadol, a Vav is a riboy. So stam, you're marbe in the chi of a kibbutz, you're marbe achav agadol, and then there's a tzad. Okay, we'll see, that's a takam achalik zushenim, but mice it's chalik from Eshes Aviv and Baal Ima.
Is there an Indian of the kibbutz of the step parent?
No, so right, so l'chayr l'fiza, no, because it's only, we'll see, by achav hagadol, where it's a chiyuv etzim for them, and let's say by father, mother-in-law.
So
pashtus.
So you say, remember friend.
So pashtus the gather of the covered. If it's in order to be mechaber the parent, the gather of the covered is that you treat them respectfully.
To refer to her by first name, the shnei.
Oh, so we'll see. Okay, I hear what you're saying. So first name, ma'isa, it's not so pashtus b'chal. First name might even b'chayim is pashtus b'seder, because so that's another nekuda here that the riba here is first of all. So we're saying now al tzaramban that it's only it's a tuffle to the parent. It's in order to mechaber the parent, you mechaber the parent's spouse. Ma'isa, the riba is only for covered. That's clear, because the whole drasha is kabi das vichas mecha. There's no riboy by Moira. Moira is a separate mitzvah. So Lamaisa, one of the achrenim, the ikri adinim in the back here, says that by the mitzvah of Moira, ish imoy aviv tira'u, so he starts trying to make a drasha there also. Maybe there's an extra vav, making his own drasha. The pashtus is, and that's what the achrenim take on. Siyam shalomo and sim samches, and the base mayor here in Reshmem. So they say that there's no, and they bring like that, and the sefer kibbut here brings from Eliyashu like that. There's no chi of Moira b'chal by a parent's spouse. The whole riboy is only for covered. So memela, there's tam and afkaminas. I mean, Magabi the Moira, so what you're pointing out, in terms of not to be kareh b'shmoy, so that's Sif Gimel, that's Ezehu Moira. So memela, me'ikar ha-din, it would be mutter to call them in b'chayehim, by their name, yeah. So the shayel of Acher Misa would be like more of shayel of like Kaddish or something like that. So b'chi ha-gavna will say that there, since there's no chiyuv to mechabed them b'etzem, so l'Acher Misa it'll be pater. Yeah. Right, so that's the Gemara really makes a new kimta. The Gemara says Imchem is the raisa. Why is Rabbi giving that savar to keep the Torah? Right. So the Gemara makes a new kimta that Imchem really means. Right, that's the Gemara's forced into that kimta because this question. So what's bother? Rabbi wouldn't have to give a savar on the Sarasa Dibris.
She's been like a mother.
Been like a mother, right? Yeah. So Lamaisa is nafkamina. So because Lamaisa it's only a chi of kavod, and it's only a chi of kavod klapi the parents be'emes for their spouses. So Lamaisa is nafkamina. So Dr. Moshe, for example, points out here that he's mistopic. Then chaschinuch is machir lahakol. That let's say the parents are moichel. The parent says you don't have to be mechaber them. So then, so Dr. Moshe is noitel lahakol. Then chaschinuch says you could be meichel because it's not. What's that? Even if the step, because you're not mechuyev al them, you're only mechuyev al the parents. The parents says, don't be mechabi them, and don't. I'm meichel, so the parent could be meichel on their spouses, on their spouses covered.
If the biological parent is machbid to call their spouse,
Ima, Abba. Yeah, so then you have a different cheshbon, not al the covered of parent,
right,
but stam al the tziva, tziva of a parent, tziva of a parent, not to mevazimi. That might get a little bit into these inyanim that we discussed, tzifchafe, something that's not negayat there at some covered, but here you could hear, that's a bizoyin to me if you're going to call my spouse by their first name. So if they would have a taina, then that would be al their taina. So in terms of kima b'fnehem, because we saw by a parent the halacha pashtus pleiskim ha-machriya that miloy einam. As soon as you see them even far, it's like a din of a rebbe mufak. So we saw that's really an inyan of meira pashtus. So mail over here, the pleiskim say that it's only within dal amos is here din kima, and b'chav din kima is more kal. That if the son or the daughter, for that matter, if the child is a talmid chacham. Well, I guess that would only be a son. But if the son's a Talmud Chacham, so then the chi of Kima is not even Malay Kamasai. It's like by Kima B'fnei Azakein, that if it's Talmid Chacham, you only have to do Hidr Ba'alma within the Anam, to get up a little bit, and that's enough for this Chiyuv of Kibbutz. Since it's not the Iker Din of Kima B'fnei Rabbi Mavok and a real parent, that's Malay Kamasa, and Malay Einov from far away, and you have to fully stand up. Here it's enough to just get up a little bit. No, now we're still going on a parent's spouse. Right, so this is what the Yamshu Shlomo and Samaches and the Beis Meir point out, that because the drasha, the ribur, was kavod esavicha v'esimecha, is only in the mitzvah of kibbutz. The mitzvah pasuk of Meir Avim is a different drasha. It's a different pasuk because there's no drasha over there. So one of the achrayim has a selfie about that, but the hachrav they bring for Rabbi Yashiv is that there's no Meir. What? Yeah, there's an S, there's the Vav, that's what in the back of here in the Gradinim, he's being mafalpo with that, but the Pashto says you can't make your own drushes. Fine, so Nachan Afgami, they point out, let's say the parents are Rishoyim, or the parents, just like Lachar Misa is a Petur Klapi of the parents' spouse, so what about if the parents are Rishoyim, or it's Nitzra Fadaito of the parents, different Ifanim where there's going to be a Petur of the parents, we'll Chayrachap Mela, a Petur from the spouse, since we're saying that it's all just it's just all the fact that they're Nitzbal, it's a way of being Mechabi the parent. So Mela for the parents' spouse. Fine. Okay, so that's lemaisa all by the parents' spouse because of the S, and the S is just a tuffle. So the Gilui Marsha already brings here from the Ramban. The Ramban is mistabik about this, that what is the gedder of the Chiyuv Kavod for the Achav HaGadol, where there it's not a nitbal, but it's a vav, it's a ribui. So lemaisa he brings that the question they're clearing is la'achar misa. But b'yisoid, the shaila is la'achar misa of the parent, the mechayiv to the mechabi, the older brother, so the b'yisoid, the shaila is it a chiyuv be'etzem for the brother, or is a chiyuv just of the parents? Fine. So the Ramban is mesopik. They're medayik from the stimus of Rambam that the Rambam says by a parent's spouse. He says, well, hey, after misa yipater. Mashen can hear the stimus advarim of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch also stimus advarim, and that's the Aruch Shulchan says is halach l'maisa, is that it's a chiyuv covered be'etzem. So maybe you don't all these nafkamis you don't have. Meaning, if a parent says, don't be mechabi the older brother, so you don't listen because it's a chiyuv be'etzem. That's why achar misa is also a chiyuv. So even though the mice, it's not 100% clear, the riff and the rush in the first parak kedushin, and the first parak, the rush in Simon Memhei, so it's taka of shtak mashma over there that like the other tzad, the taka it's only out to the parents and after misa of the parents you're not chayav in the covered of the older brother. But the mice, it's a diak in the rush. The Birka Yosef in Reish Mem over here in Reish Mem in Oisid Zayin is doicha the diak. And Tachos Meis and Shulchan Aruch Lashon Rambam, it's Mavur that the Chiyuv is Altzav Etzim for the brother. So Mimela, what? Oh, right, but right there, right. Exactly, like you're pointing out, there's going to be no Chiyuv Yer, because again, there's all Reba and Kabi Esvich of Ve'ezimach from the Vav. The Meis, it's a Mandazach, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, he doesn't learn it from the Vav. The Gemara brings it from the Vav, the Rambam brings it from the S. So it could be it's Tully, how we're going to learn together Hadvarim, whether it's a Chiyuv Etzim or for the parent, it could be it's Tully how to make the Drasha. The Meis, the way Shulchan Aruch is taking on, like the Rambam, is that it's out him himself. And Memela, there's no, even if the parent is of Russia, you're not chayiv, or even if the parent's dead, or the parents are Meichel, it's not going to help. There's a chiyuv be'etzem. I saw a very interesting nafkamina that brought. I didn't see it inside, but shame this kovitz mevakshei Torah. So they have there like this that the me'am loye is. So he writes that. Mechab an older brother, so if there's twins, you're mechuyev to mechab, the younger one came out second, is mechuyev to mechab the older one. That's what he says over there. In Maisa, it's came out first in the Ramban and Parashat Yishlach. So over there, they want to be toila, that if it's also covered for the parents, so the fact that one came out 3 seconds before the other one doesn't make it more of a kibud for the parents, because these are both the oldest children. Meaning there's no, the covered for the parents is that the oldest child in the family or the oldest brother. Mashenkin, since it's a chiyuv be'etzem, that's the man lays that the tiny is taking on. Since it's a chiyuv be'etzem for the brother himself, so even if he's a few seconds older, so there's going to be a chiyuv chav in him. But again, but Meir, there's no chiyuv Meir, so you're allowed to call your brother by his first name. And again, in terms of kima, it's the same idea. The kima is not the kima of Maloy Kumasai and Maloy Einav, rather, only when he's within Dal Ramos, you have to get up, you have to be within Dal Ramos, and if it's Tamach Chacham, then you don't even have to be stand totally, just a little hither. What do you mean? By which case? By the kima, you're saying? Yeah. We're not machalik. What do you mean? You're saying else the kima, else not standing up fully? Yeah, so they're just saying that, because the whole din that we saw by kima b'fnei parent, that it has to be a maloi kamasai and maloi enov, that from when you see him and to get up totally, that's a din in Meira. Altz hider, then Hilchas Vodarta Pnei Zakein to get up, so then it's totally only in Dalad Amos. And there in Hilchas Hidr, the halach is that it's for Talmud Chacham, it's enough to be Mahadir to stand up even a Mashiach. So then that'll be the din here also, as long as Talmud Chacham. Mashiach, if he's not Talmud Chacham, so maybe Alts the Hidr will have to stand up more. So now what is the Achiv HaGadol? This is the Shaila. Is it only the, if it's a Bechar Mamish, if the first child was a son, let's say there's a girl and then a boy, it doesn't involve girls. So the Maisa is different shitas. The Ramban, talk over there in Vayishlach, in Periklamadei Pasuk Beis, he has a lashon there that the Bechar is Ka'aviv. Like it's Mashmas, Tak has to be a din Bechar, that has to, the first child has to be a boy. The Maisa, a lot of the Peskim, what? Bechar Shaita, right, over there by Esav and Yak. So Lemaisa, it seems that most of the Peskim say that you don't have to have a Bechar, it's just the oldest boy. Many Peskim say the oldest boy, I mean, even if there's girls beforehand, that they bring, the Gilyam Arsha here brings from a Shvas Yankov, from Halachas Ketanus, and it's the Maram Sheik in his parish and the Taig Mitzvah says like that also. So that's another Shita, that the oldest son, no matter where he is in the order of the girls.
That would mean even the girls older than him would have to be.
No, Bechar not. Not, it's the younger brother, not the older brother, right? He wouldn't have to, right? But anyone younger than him, fine. And then Lamaisa, so then more of the Sephardi Poskim, the Chidah and Berki Yosef over here in Os Yedzayin, and the Ben Ishchai and Parsha Shreifdin by Hilchas Kibbut Aveim, so they say al Pi the Arizal that it's any older brother, anywhere along the way, anyone older, there's a Chiv. And it's taka interesting that in the Sefer Kibbut Hayrim, the Sefer from Rabbi Panir, so he says he spoke to Rabbi Yashiv about it, and he said, yeah, that even Ashkenazi, he says, certainly Svaradim have to be Machmer, the Mechad of the Sefer, sorry, he says, certainly Svaradim have to be Machmer. He says he spoke to Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv told me Ashkenazim have to be Machmer also, it's any older brother. And I saw in Shevet Alevi says also that he brings from Chassam Sefer Taka, that it's any older brother along the way. So now this is only brothers, then that's Taka, you know, Mefurish. Achav HaGadol, we could clear what Achav HaGadol means. But Achoysa is her Pashat not Nechla, and that's Taka what the Pesach Tshuva here says. He says that V'loy Achoysa HaGadol, Rak Derech Eretz, you know, you have to treat her Derech Eretz, treat everyone Derech Eretz. So Achoysa HaGadol, Pashat not. L'maisa, those Peskim, some of the Sephardi Peskim, Al Pi the Arizal, they Taka say it's Kol the older sisters also. Yeah. So that Lechayra, yeah, that Rabbi Yashiv wasn't passing it. I mean, that's ready to put that. You can't put that into Shulchan Aruch. That's Halpi the Arizal. But in terms of Pshat and Achav HaGadol, Rabbi Yashiv, it seems, was being machmer. That includes even any older sibling, any older brother. So Lemaisa, it's interesting. So the Svaradim come. So the Svaradi Peskim, they come and they add Halpi the Arizal, even an older sister. And Lemaisa, some of the Svaradim bring from Rabbeinu Yoina and Sefer Hayira. So he adds there also achi aviv achi imoy, an uncle. He adds in over there. It's not clear where he's coming from. They're mafalpol. The parish from the parish over there is mafalpol. I saw it in the sefer Kibbut Hayrim. He brings Yeah, that's it. So the parish from the sefer Kibbut Hayrim is mafalpol. The makar hachesed or whatever.
To this last though, the Rabbi Yashiv, so the chiyuv to be mechaber older brothers are is equal. Let's say you're the youngest child and you have a brother right above you, and then you have the bechor.
Right.
There's no chiluk between the bechor and the one.
You are mechayiv for both of them. Each one is only
mechayiv. Yeah. They both ask you to do something.
Yeah.
You can
choose. Oh, so that's the question. Let's say they both choose. Then the question is, you're going to have the svar of kulchem chayim mechayidi, meaning because the halacha is that parents, if a mother and father ask a son to do something, so then they're both. You have to listen to the father. Why? Because ata v'imecha chayavim bechayid avicha. So the question is if that will apply here. Hopefully we'll get back to that.
But the pashut kibud of achia gadol is machil mashayu machmir.
Oh, so even it, right. So this is a shayla. Even if you're going to say it's a chiyav mitzad atzmai, which is how we're machvir in Shulchan Aruch, ma'is it's a shayla in the poiskim, kiveger in a tshuva in tzamaches, and that's what he brings from Rabbi Yashiv in the Sefer Kibbut Hayrim, Perek Tazayin, Haraches, that yes, it would also include not just kima and not just hider ba'alma, but also machil mashkeyu. L'maisa the chidan shuri bracha, Yisir Beis says not like that. What's that?
Because it's more than
exactly. Because it's a ribu. He's a ribu into the Gatz Parsha. Exactly, right. So Lamaisa is Machlok Zachrinim, and he brings her in Kibbut Hayrim this in the Sefer from Rabbi Yashiv that, I mean, Kiveger takes on like that, Mechas Chinuch takes on like that also, Lachumra, that it's a Tzchiv and Gan, since it's also for the Kibbut. Just their Machalik, he brings from Rabbi Yashiv, Machalik, that only Kibbut Mamish, not Hechshir Mitzvah, meaning not. because that's, again, it gets back to Meir. If a parent asks you to go buy something for them, to go do something for them, so then it could be, A, it's only Alt Meir, or Rabbi Yashiv even adds that anything that's just a Hechsher Mitzvah, just to ask you to buy something for him or do something for him, then there's no Chiv. Elo, but things that are the Pashta de Breisa, Machilo, Mashkeo, to do Mamish the Kibbutz, so then the Kiveger holds yes, and the Menchasin holds yes, and then there are Takos HaMachrein and Mormekel, but they're already the
different.
What's that? To be the Mechabed or Mechubad? Mechubad, I'm saying. The kid, you're saying the 10-year-old to be Mechabed, the 12-year-old? Yeah. Al Tzchinach. So when the 3 and 4 year old are fighting over the bottle, you have to. I hear. Right. The question is, do they have to be Gedolim? Yeah, I didn't see any tonight. They have to be Gedolim, but okay. So that's already Chiddush. Now this din of the uncles and the Shar Kravim, so that Rabbi Yashiv already pointed out, it's the place they'll bring it. It's not a Shulchan Aruch. Stam, you have to have Derech Eretz, you know, else that. But in terms of a real Chiyuv Kima and Hiddur, so then. There's going to be no chiv maker din, and befrat that the sefer year is da'as yochid that the chidah is bringing. Ma'is is interesting. The shayla, Ramosh has a tshuva about it. That someone wrote to him that it's based on a shach in Reish Mem Dalid. So the shach there is mashma that maybe there should be a problem for a younger brother to get married before an older brother who hasn't found the shidduch yet, because alts covered. Chayv to mechabedin, chiv pashas chiv deraisa. Without the meiri saying it's pashas gemara kovgim, we pointed out it's chiv deraisa. So maybe it should be a problem. So without reshus or mechila. What do you mean? Oh, right. So maisa. Some of the places can learn pshat like this in the shach. In Reish Mem Dalid Ches, because the shach brings there. Very interesting. Reish Mem Dalid Yud Gimel. The Shach says, "Kasev Abach Nireh." The Haishal Nesuim is telling Pshat Mechaber over there. Haishal Nesuim Hachi Pirusha. Im Achim Oy Achos Yasul Hem Nesuim. Afagav Sheecha Gadol Mechaver B'Chachma. Lo Yakdimu Lasos Nesuim LeKatan B'Shanim. Meishu Hu Gadol B'Chachma. Eli Yakdimu Lasos Nesuim LeGadol B'Shanim. So they want to say from here, and Shlomach has a tshuva, Tshuva Hanagos and Chelik Aleph Tov Shnah Mites says that based on this Shach, you have to wait, and he's not sure what the shear. No one says the shear. 6 months, 12 months. Meiser Moshe has a tshuva, and Ebenezer Beis Chelik Beis Seminal. He says the Tov's Gomer. He wasn't talking about Shlomach. Meiser's people before Shlomach were saying this Torah. Ebenezer Beis Siman Aleph, first one. He says the Tov's Gomer, and the Shach over there is talking. They're both engaged already. They're both engaged, and you have which chasana to make first. So you make the older one first, and that's what we say over there, that the older beats out the smarter, the bigger chacham. But lamaisa zakter moisha, like you're saying, that there's no chiyuv to not get married. Adrab, it's a chiyuv to get married. It's a mitzvah. No one can tell you could stop doing a mitzvah. And even if it's going to cause a bezyonis to the older one, you don't have to make a cheshbon out to the bezyonis. And he says it's pashut, and he says there's no inyan. Afilu midas chasid, there's no inyan. So you have to know different families work different. I mean, Lagavi, this Nakuda, there were two Nakudas. Once else the kibbutz of aim, like we're saying now, there was also Stam Nakuda of causing bezyonis. So bezyonis you have by sisters also. Meister Moshe said that halacha you don't have to be chayshish. It seems that Meister, some people are talking no, I guess how depending on how young, how old, depending on the situation, whatever, but you see people do have such a sensitivity. Meister is saying, I'll pay halacha, there's no chash. Ask your shas. And gave him. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, mechila helps. That's for sure. Okay, so now Maisa. So these three. So the Achiv HaGadol and the spouse of the parents. So this is all Gemara. Pashas, it's Drasha Gemura Deraisa. The Meiris Shulchan Shtikol Dayer, but Pashas Deraisa. Maisa Sifchav Dalid though. That's a din of Chamiv of a father-in-law. And Pesach Yeshiva points out that's who a din. It's a mother-in-law. He brings there from Achrein and Maisa. They bring from it. So like at Yosha, the Talmud Shmur Sadeshin, Amin Lamedayin already brings that it's who Adin Chamaisai. But the Maisa, this, the place we already point out, there's no really strong makar for this halacha. And not just not the Gemara, but the Rishonim don't bring it. The Rambam doesn't bring it. The Rif doesn't bring it. The Rosh doesn't bring it. It's the Torah brings from basically is bringing from a Medrash. It's a Medrash Lekach Tov or something like that. Sheikh Tov. And it's an Asmachta Ba'alma from the fact that David HaMelech called Shaul Avi Re'eh Gam Re'eh. So he called him Avi. So you see, it's okay. The Meister Archashoch is the fact fake and the whole thing. What's the Raya? Maybe it's because it was his Rebbe. Maybe Stam Kvaidam Melucha. Like, what's the Raya Bechal? So Archashoch is interesting. He says that Lemais and that Kufa in Tanakh. So Shaul was trying to kill David already. He was trying to get rid of him. So he said he wouldn't have been Mechabit and Vice Dice revising from there. And this had some kind of a Achiyot. But Kipshuto, this is tak only the Rabban and the Kuli Alma. That's there's a tshuva from the tshuva me'ava, and the Sfarim bring this also b'shem Rabbi Yashar that tak al halacha. This is all done the Rabbanan. The Meis in the Sefer Charedim, that Sefer Charedim that he's quoting from, in Shnat Chiddush, he says that it's the Raisa to Mavura. There it's the Raisa al tishto kigufay. That because it's tishto kigufay, it's a male, the parent of the wife. You have a chiyuv. Okay, that's tak Chiddush. Pash is only. Yeah, well, it goes both ways. I mean, his parents, his wife, but his wife's parents also.
So he's not from Kuyiv, and she is, and she's from Shukit to him.
Oh, so that's one of the rayas. You saw they bring that raya. That's one of the rayas they bring from the fact, right? That's one of the rayas that the whole thing is not the Chiyiv Gomer of Kavod. I mean, Bechal, right, this is a raya, this is Alderich, what the. Right, this is the Bach and the Shach. The Shach brings from the Bach here already. Yeah. He brings that raya. That from the fact that she's Potter, Vaistoy, she's not Chayiv to Mechabit her parents. Like a regular din chaver, because it's a design. Right. So lemaisa like this, because of this raya that you're bringing, because b'chal does not, it's not, it seems to be nasmach d'alma. So that's what the Bach says, and the Shach brings it, and the place seem to all go with that. The Berkei Yosef, the Aruch Hashulchan, the Chayyadam, and the Pesach Hashuva says here that it's not a chiyuv covered gomer, and even less it seems than the first sif, than older brother and a parent's spouse. Rather, it's a din of b'mechabedem like a zaken chashuv, like a regular zaken chashuv. That says even though they're not really a zaken chashuv, they may be young and they're not talmid chachamim, you give them a din like a zaken chashuv, a kibud ba'amla of zaken chashuv. Yeah, right. Machel Mashkeh, that's what it sounds like. So the place Gemara accepting that Maisa Akiyim. Yeah. Right. You would have a Akiyim, right? Maisa, they bring there's a Mechilta also in Yisro by Yisro and Moshe Rabbeinu. You see also there the Mechilta says that there's a some kind of Chiyiv covered. Right. Oh, so now Maisa like this. Moira, there's for sure no Chiyiv.
Right.
So they bring that. I think the Truv Me'ava says that. He points out that L'chari, you see it's Roy that he called him Avi, but Maisa Ladina, I saw one of the pointed out, that L'chari Ladina, you're allowed to call, you're allowed to say by the first name. So Elamai, it's not Mechobedik, you're not going to do it with the face, but it's an Afkamina, if someone asks you the name, all the Chumras we saw by a parent's name, that you have to say Reb, and the Aliyahs, and calling the names, and things like that. So Me'ikra Din, it seems that it's Takamutr, to call an in-law by the first name. Rabbi Yashar, they bring one of the places, Rabbi Yashar said that it's also a shtickle, not Mechobedik, it's also felt in Kibbutz. But the Pasha is not like that. Pasha is to call by the first name at Sif Gimel. That's a din of Meir, and there's no Meir by a parent-in-law. So Melem Iker din would be Mutter, but okay, so we're Noig Derech Eretz, and like Tavan HaMelech was, so not to do it Lechat Chila, but Lemaisi Medina, it seems Mutter. Okay, so Lemaisi, this Chiv obviously goes both ways. Obviously, it's a husband for his in-laws, and the wife for her in-laws. Right, she has a chiyuv to be mechaber them. Just interesting here, one of the Sfarim quote this mechaber, it's mechaber in Ebenezer, that even though she's mechiyavis to be mechaber her in-laws, v'chein hi sha'omra, ein ritzoini sheyavayu lebeisi avicha v'imecha, she tells her husband, I don't want your father and mother here, achicha v'achisecha, v'chulei, shoymin la, you have to listen to her, well, I'm sorry, before that, she is shemarian li umetzirin li, they cause her trouble, because so they start up with her, they cause her agmas tefesh. So Maisim Mechaber says shreimin lo. So the Ramah here points out has to be the basin has to be var if there's a real heter or not. Were they really doing things wrong or not? Because betzim there's really a chiyuv kibud avim hagam tzerabanan. But if she has a real taina, so they point out here she could pat herself. Evan Ezer in ayin dalid sifyud.
Ayin
dalid. Ayin dalid. Yeah. Maybe. Okay, so let's just try to be maspic here. So Maisa, the last shlav here is that of a grandparent. So grandparent also, it's not unlike Eishas Aviv and Baal Imoy and the older brother, there's no Mefirsh Gemara. And Arkadikach, it's Machlokes over here, the Marek, Takatainet, there's no Chiyiv, he doesn't see any Makar. And B'nei Ban Marek Ivanim is Nishke Makar. So he pats in the Ramah, comes to be Chayek, the only thing he found is a Rashi and Chumash. I mean, I don't want to say the only thing, it's a Rashi and Chumash. But Lamaisa is no Gemara Vaistais, and that's where he's bringing the Raya from. The Medrash, right. And it's a Gilim Rasha says that the camping Raya is from the Medrash. So Lamaisa, the Achrenim here, the Goyin and the Gilim Rasha, they point out that there are some Gemaras, Lakan, the Gemara in Makos, and Daf Yabez, says a chiluk between a son and a grandson, whether it could be a Goyal Adam. And Rashi over there says, Kamat Mefurish, that a grandson could be a Goyal Adam because there's no Chiyuv. because there's no chiyuv kibud. He's not mitzvah, he's not muzhar on the kibud of his grandfather. So it's taka mashma, they point that. What's that? Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. You're not allowed father, but grandfather, yes. And Rashi there seems to say, because you're not muzhar on the kibud, they point out, it's shtickle steer Rashi's, because the whole makar, the taz, and they bring what the Rambam's bringing from a medrash, is from Yaakov Avinu, that he only quoted, he was zaveach zavach to Elokei Yitzchak, not Elokei Avram, because you're more mechubed for father grandfather, but that's the makar that you're chayav. That's Rashi. So it seems that shtickle steer Rashi's.
What's the right that it's more mechubed? It's not there's no meaning. Kayav. You could have said Kayav the
Yitzchak, or the Kayav the Avram. That's lashon hamedrash. That's in the Chanami. There's no right. From Etzem's story, there's no right. Just lashon hamedrash is because you're yoser chayav in the covet of your father and your grandfather. In the Chanami. Yeah. What's the hechav? Did the medrash have?
That there's any kibud. No. What's the Ramban's hechav? That there's any
for the grandfather? Yeah, the Lashon HaMedrash, right. Lashon HaMedrash, right. From the etzim, from the story, it's not clear whether the Medrash got it.
The story that he only mentions Yitzchak, he doesn't mention
Abraham,
but there's only to
find out that
he mentions well, later on, right. Oh, so the Goyin here says, from based on Gemara and Soitim, Daf Mem Tes, there also is another Gemara that a grandchild is Potter, but there it's talking about a mother's father. So the Goyin seems to learn, maybe even the Gemara Makos, even though it says Avi Aviv, Ben Benoi, the Goyin seems to learn that it's going on a mother's father, and the Goyin learns, Paskins here, Lalacha, that a mother's father is Potter. Tachs Meis, the Paiskim, for the most part, you go with the Ramah, and the Ramah's Pashtus. Yeah, it seems like, looking at the Goyin here, good, it seems like the Goyin's learning, that's a Pshat. The Goyin is looking Lamed Gimel and Dalet together. Look at Lamed Gimel and Dalet. Tachs Meisah, the Taz and the Shach seem to take on their Amon. That's the place you can take on their Amon. That Meisah, there's a Chiyuv B'choloifin, Sai for the father's father and the mother's father. Hagam, that Pashas is the Chiyuv Derabon. Shkech.